welcome. Let's get this rally started. All right, first of all,
what brings you here today?
Well, because I believe in climate change, and I think there are things that need to be done. The environment needs to be protected at all costs.
Well, as a parent, my child who's 8 and goes to BABSD schools was taught about climate change this week and in his school, and he was really grateful that we're doing something today that's positive, that's about solutions, and not just presenting the overwhelming problem it can be, because when you first learn about climate change and you hear how big it is, it can be overwhelming.
Anything to add?
Well, we have to act. We have to act now. And it's very clear that this is a problem that is not going away. It's only going to get worse unless we reverse the tide. And that's one of the reasons why we're here, because we care about the now, but we also care about the future, which is my son and all of the other people who are going to inherit the earth.
I'm Robin Ryan. I'm here for KGNU. And I've only encountered a couple of families, and I wanted to get their take on why you're here today.
Well, we're here because my mother-in-law is involved with organizing this event. So we're here to support. We're anti-frackers, and we wanted to come out and show support for anti-fracking and for our mother-in-law.
Why the focus on fracking?
Well, you know, there's a lot of issues, but fracking is near and dear. Fracking is near and dear to Colorado, and just the other day I saw the recent drilling proposal map for Boulder County, and so I decided this weekend I would take fracking on as the cause.
I'm Sonia Lender, and I'm a Sierra Club employee in the Gender Equity Department.
I'm Rising for Climate, Jobs, and Justice. I'm a longtime member of the Boulder community and happy to join protests all around the country to raise attention to the urgent need for climate and the unequal effects of climate change on low-income communities and communities outside of the United States who are going to be hit hardest by climate change.
What do you see as the most expedient route to disrupting climate disruption?
Burning less fossil fuels, keeping dirty coal in the ground, mass transit, and other ways to wean our dependency on hydrocarbons.
Is that more a matter of public perception or political will?
We need both, of course. We're here to raise the public discussion on climate change and climate justice, and we're here to remind people that there's a slow-motion crisis unfolding in front of us, and that we need urgent action. It's critical, and we should have started yesterday.
So, I mean, we came here today to the farmer's market, and we just kind of happened to stop by here, but it looks like that our revolution is doing good work in terms of getting Proposition 112 on the ballot, and just kind of trying to spread the word and galvanize people in the grassroots and kind of just mobilize people as opposed to the wills of corporations, or essentially just trying to make sure that the voice of the people and the will of the people is actualized in terms of, you know, stopping fracking and keeping the environment as clean as we can. Haranch Singh?
Yeah. And are you a student here?
We're visiting. My brother goes to CU Boulder. I just graduated from college in Maine, Colby College. I live in Montana.
Well, I actually heard about the event through the Sierra Club newsletter, so I follow the Sierra Club and the actions that they do, and find that their recommendations are helpful in finding out what's going on in the community. So I'm really glad that I came out here today, because I've seen some really powerful women speaking, very knowledgeable, and glad to be here.